Well, I'm glad I figured out what tune I was in before I started that. I thought something sounded weird about that, you know. But I'm picking at this woman back here and not paying attention.
And so that's Sparky, obviously.
So you know who to aim at, right?
Because you're Sparky. And Rhonda is the lovely, quiet woman over there.
Except when she's mad at me.
Setting the ambiance when she's mad.
When she's mad at me. You know, when we play good cop, bad cop, guess who's bad cop, you know?
Yeah, see now, careful, because you're flanked by us right now.
And I got to sleep sometime right now. More banjo, he said. Well, you know, that's not a phrase you hear more often, more banjo. I
mean. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
That's not a common phrase. Turn the banjo up.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
The banjo
testing,
player's
one,
Mercedes,
two, three.
You know. You
testing 1, 2, 3. Testing.
Now we got to be good. You hear that?
No.
All right, are you ready?
We'll let you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sparky and Rhonda Rucker.
Thank you.
Thank you. I don't want to make anybody feel bad, but we drove over here, Keith, from having to walk or wait for one of them golf carts, you know. And it's one of them newfangled ones. You know, we got it because that was on the one we bought off the lot used, right? But it has one of them things that tells you how hot it is. It said 100, and I went, Lord have mercy, and I had a hot flash. I don't like it at all. Well, you know, she told you we came from Tennessee, but we're going to do a song about a fella from Tennessee, East Tennessee, where we come from, over in the mountains. We had a girlfriend over the Smoky Mountains over in North Carolina. I've got a home in North Carolina. I've got a home in North Carolina. I've got a home in North Carolina. I never expect to see you anymore. My home is across the Smoky Mountains. My home is across the Smoky Mountains. Well, my home is across the Smoky Mountains. Over there where you live.
Never expect to see you anymore.
Won't you tell me how, Lord, can I keep from crying? Tell me how can I keep from crying? Won't you tell me how, Lord, can I keep from crying? When I never expect to see you anymore. I want you to rock my baby Peter Candy. Want you to rock my baby Peter Candy. Want you to rock my baby Peter Candy. I never expect to see you anymore. My home's across the Smoky Mountains. Come on. My home is across the Smoky Mountain. Lord, my home. Across the Smoky Mountain, Lord, my home is across the Smoky Mountain. I never expect to see you anymore. Won't you tell me where is that finger ring I gave you? Won't you tell me where is that finger ring I gave you a ring? Won't you tell me where is that finger ring I gave you? When I never expect to see you anymore. But listen here now. I tell you that I'm gonna leave come Sunday morning. People, I'm gonna leave come Sunday morning. Leave come Sunday morning, children, I'm gonna leave come Sunday morning. I never expect to see you anymore. One last time, my home is across the Smoky Mountain. My home is across the Smoky Mountain, Lord. My home is across the Smoky Mountain. I never expect to see you anymore. My home's across the Smoky Mountains. Thank you. Just did a ballad workshop a little while ago. Now, when I say ballad, I ain't talking about Pat Boone singing a torch song. In fact, I ain't even talking about Pat Boone singing. Because I was watching the amateur when he came in second to that chimpanzee. And I'm going to tell you, if you can't beat out a chimpanzee, you need to get yourself out the gene pool. You hear what I'm saying? Prick! Out the gene pool. Lord have mercy. But anyway, when Sir Francis Child did his research, tried to find the oldest ballad in the English language, and that being the Elven Knight on the Road. Oh, yeah. Talking about dealing with a deity on the road, you know, and being asked questions and such. You know, and it's a riddle. Kind of like, but you see, every culture's had this story of meeting a deity on the road, being asked a riddle. That's what the whole riddle of the Sphinx was about. Can you dig it? Everybody in West Africa, you meet Dumbala on the road. Well, by the time the Emperor Hadrian, Christian Roman, kind of sounds like an oxymoron, don't it? Wait a minute, ain't you the guy with the nails and the hammer? I guess anybody can change. But by the time Hadrian came over, built that wall, because he couldn't handle all them wild Celtic and Pictish folk running from the north, you know, painting themselves blue, clamping something to their bottom lip, inflicting pain on themselves. You know, let me tell you something. If somebody's come to whip my behind and they think I need their help whipping them, I'm running. And they say, let's just build a wall, keep them folk north of there. You know, we just build that wall. Well, when he came in being Christian and all, you know, and he came upon all these Celtic folk, you know, worshiping the goddess, you know, and Christianity being a male-dominant religion. Hey, come on, I'm just talking history now. Don't none of y'all think I'm a heathen up here. I'm just trying to teach you something. Don't want to leave folk ignorant. We got enough ignorance running the government. Don't want to leave folk ignorant. Gotta just dig all I can, you know. I ain't got them millions of dollars. I'll just get up here and yell at a few folk, you know. But when he come in there, they just took out all vestiges of the old religion. Didn't let him talk about elves. You know, they said, you know, them elves and things, them look like them folk that rode out on the tail of the dragon when he was cast into the lake of fire. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Don't want you to talk. So they made him change that ballot. And the second oldest ballad Sir Francis Child found was The False Knight on the Road. See, that changes, yeah. If it ain't an elf, you know, that changes the whole thing. Takes all the magic out of some dude. Come over to the pit, baby, we get down. See, that ain't the same thing. Well, over here in this country, we had the same story being told. Only now we're down in Mississippi. And instead of it being an elf or a false knight or a sphinx, it's the devil. Mm-hmm. The devil. And you want to learn to play your instrument. Now, I know that some of them fiddle players that's the devil's instrument, sure enough. Mm-hmm. Woo! Yeah, I know about that stuff.
They're about the devil come down to Georgia like he wasn't already there. Every time I've been through there, I see him. Well, anyway, wasn't his name Lester? There you go. Well, anyway, if you want to learn to play your instrument, you find where two roads cross. We still talking about the Elvin Knight on the road here now. Child ballad number one found its way to Mississippi. Because you want to learn to play your instrument, you go there at midnight. And the devil comes up behind you. Don't look back now, huh? The magic goes, you look back. Kind of reminds you of Orpheus trying to get out of Hades with his woman. See, it's the same story. We've all had it. Every culture has this story. We ain't so much different as we thought we were, are we? We all got the same story. You hand your instrument back to the devil. He plays it, gives it back to you. Then you can outplay everybody. Robert Johnson heard that story. Wrote him a song called Crossroads. Went down to the crossroads. Fell down on my knees. I fell down on my knees. Went down to the crossroads. Well, I fell down on my knees. Well, you know that I asked the Lord to help me. Cried, Lord, won't you help me, please? Mm-hmm. Went down to the crossroads. Well, I tried to flag a ride. I tried to thumb it. Went down to the crossroads. Well, I tried to flag a ride. Well, you know that nobody seemed to know me. Everybody just passed me by. Mm-hmm. Ooh, the sun is going down. Good Lord, don't let him catch me here. Don't let the devil catch me here. Said the sun going down. Good Lord, don't let him catch me here. I can't feel the high wind rise, and the Lord is drawing near.
My goodness. You okay, Ron? Ron looked like she's about to pass out up here. I believe you got some Yankee blood in you or something. Huh? She can't seem to handle heat. You know, she's from Kentucky, and I call her Yankee because she's north of me, you know. Of course, I call Virginians Yankees, really tick them off, you know. Well, I'm not a Yankee. Yes, you are, too. And if I ask them what they have for breakfast, if they have, say, oatmeal, I know they're Yankees. All right. Moving around so she can see my feet. You know, it's really hard tapping your foot up here on all this stone, you know. I'm almost feeling like Lawrence Welk or something up here. Can't get no rhythm. Might as well eat Twinkies or something. I don't know. You know, fellas, I got to talk to you just for a minute because, you know, we mess up a lot. You know, we think we got together, but, you know, I know Rhonda's the only reason I got anything happening because she, you know, she knows how to plan. I kind of shoot from the hip, you know. Yeah. And thank goodness she makes the list because if I make them, I lose the list, you know. I ain't used me making the list, you know. But you know how sometimes, you know, and we kind of used to being the way we are. You know, we it takes us a long time to realize the jokes that the fellas laughed at, the women don't think are funny, and we don't know why. Hey, man, that was funny. No, it wasn't. You know. And finally you meet the right woman, you know, and you kind of try to make room in your life for her, you know. You kind of sweep up all the pizza boxes except the ones you got stacked up beside the couch because that's your end table, you know. You know, and you can pick up all the underwear and stuff that's been laying there for, you know, several eons, you know, and the socks and stuff like that, and you make some room for this woman in your life. But fellas, it only works in the movies. We ain't all Brad Pitt, you know what I'm saying? Maybe the Pitt part. And for whatever reason, the woman leaves you. But let me tell you right now, that space you made for her is never going to close up because that's hers. Ooh. I was always alone, this whole world a roam. Each day passed and I fell free. But then you came along, and you changed my song. I know that you love me. Thank you.
place that you left behind. The space that you left behind. Space you left behind. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, she's over there cracking the whip on me, so I better. Woo! Something told me not to come around a bunch of crackers, I'd get in trouble. We had a different meaning for cracker where I grew up. But I won't tell you what, because there's too many of you out here. Yes, indeed. Truth's the lie of the world, my daddy tell me. We're going to close out with a gospel song. Now, I'm going to do something I hadn't planned on. I'm going to do a song we did earlier this weekend. Wasn't many of y'all there, so it don't matter. I know the reason y'all are here now because Vassar set you in your seat and you can't get up. That's okay. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Going to do it an old slave spiritual. After 380 some odd years here in the land of the free, the home of the brave, I'm looking for some change. Looking for some change. Well, I'm gonna walk the streets of glory. Well, I'm gonna walk the streets of glory. Some of these days, hallelujah, I'm gonna walk the streets of glory. Gonna walk the streets of glory. Some of these. Well, I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. Help us out. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. Some of these days, hallelujah, I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. Gonna sit at the welcome table. God's gonna set this world on fire. Well, God's gonna set this world on fire. Some of these days, hallelujah, I'm gonna set this world on fire. He's gonna set this world on fire. Some of these days. Rhonda. How you treat me. Well, I'm gonna tell God how you treat me some of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me some of these days. Welcome table. Well, I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. I can't hear you, children. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. Some of these days, hallelujah, I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table some of these days. God bless you. Vaya con Dios.
Thank you.